Well, we're wandering from the school, if that's what you're interested in.
Well, no,
we could talk about depression for a long time.
The Burnaby Teachers...
Riots in the post office and all the rest of it.
The Burnaby Teachers Association, from what I gather, was organized to improve the economic conditions that the teachers were faced with. Did it ever take a political tack, say, provincially?
Not in those days. That's a recent
development in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, they would come, those who were veterans would come for letters to Shaughnessy Hospital where the youngsters could get shoes and things of that nature. But on the whole, so few people were earning a wage that was really worthwhile that practically everybody was hard up. Nobody had any money. There was no disgrace. It was just a case of a common situation.
No, that's right. It wasn't something that you thought very much about because everybody was in the same boat.
Wherever you could, you helped out somebody who needed a bit of help, and they helped you when you needed help. It was a very fine spirit. As a matter of fact, the years I spent at Kitchener there were about the happiest years of any school I ever had. And the youngsters were very cooperative. You didn't dare ask the parents for things because you got more than the parents could afford. And they weren't at all unhappy years. They certainly were short of many things the people today regard as necessary, but as long as you had shelter and food and a minimum of clothing, you were quite satisfied. Shows in those days were 25 cents. And once in a long time, you were extravagant and you went to the show.
And you could go from Central Park to Vancouver on the Interurban for 10 cents.
Yeah.
And you could get there in 25 minutes, and today it would take you about an hour. So there were some compensations. I think the important thing, though, is that everybody was practically the same. Nobody had much more than anybody else, and it really didn't matter too much. You didn't think about it. You didn't think a great deal about it. There weren't. Certainly, we were probably in a better position than most people because we had some money coming in.
And work.
And we had lots of work. We had to work whether we were getting paid or not, but that didn't matter. But we did have a position.
You must remember also that the people who were in bonds and real estate and things like that, who had made a great deal of money, also got caught in the collapse. And they were left, some of them walked out in the 10th story window, but not committed suicide because their debts were so great and they couldn't meet them. Mm-hmm. They were just as hard up as anybody else.
Right. What about the students, say, in high school, coming out of high school with a collapsed job market like that? What incentive is there for them to continue through?
Well, they at least had this incentive to do as well as they really well could. That is a point. The higher marks they could get, the better chance they had of getting a position. Now, if they could afford to go to UBC or to the normal school, then that's fine. But even if they couldn't, if they could show the transcript of high grades to an employer such as Woodward's or the Bay or something, they would get a position. Mm-hmm. So there was an incentive, an economic incentive to do as well as you could in school. Now, of course, what about the young fellow or girl that couldn't get the good marks? Well, a lot of them went into nursing. A lot of the girls went into the Columbian or the General or St. Paul's in their school of nursing. Now, that's gradually being phased out, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But this was another... a lot of the girls went into nursing. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a hard course. It wasn't an easy thing to do. But again, the better marks, the better grades they got, the better chance they got of getting in.
Furthermore, the further you went on in school, the better your chances were. At one time, they claimed you had to have a BA to get a job pumping gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, the situation just that grim.
You see. And it's the coming of the war again when it all ends.
The war ended the Depression.
There were indications that the Depression was ending, but then we'd had that ever since it started. And when the war came along, of course, and it's surprising how we can always find money for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because then the industries began, like the shipyards and all of this sort of
thing. Machine factory, yeah.
All this. Well, then, of course, there was money to burn.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. I think if there's anything else you wanted to add?